Billy, your fall board meeting, good group here. A lot of issues covered this time.
Yeah, it sure is. We had a good crowd from all over the state. Plus, we had our 20 to 40-year-old future leaders, our young cattlemen here, which made it a full 2 days because they were here yesterday, and we went over to the Capitol, and they got to understand some of the political deals. I learned a new number. We were meeting with the Secretary of the State Senate, and I've been saying we had 600 registered lobbyists. He said, no, it's 900 registered lobbyists in Alabama, so I know why it costs so much to be in politics these days.
But you did something interesting at the beginning of the meeting. For those that were here, you had the entire staff come up and show exactly where their salaries derived from.
Right.
And that was interesting to see.
Well, it is interesting. You know, we have the magazine and the membership is a fund base for our legislative type activities, the national checkoff, and then the state checkoff. And we've got a very small staff, Randall, as you know, and they are the hardest working people around, and we work in all areas. So I got the staff to come up with a colored sheet of paper. Mine, for an example, I think this month I keep a timesheet, and I was, I think, 45% out of the general fund and 20% out of national and whatever the rest is, 25% out of the state checkoff. So it really a way for the board to see what role we play and how we get paid. We get paid on the time we spent on programs.
So bottom line to all that is all of the entities, whether, as you said, magazine, the checkoff, membership dues, it all goes into keeping this organization going.
All goes into keeping the organization going. We have to keep it separate as required by law, and that's what the CBB audit was for. And they said, yeah, y'all are keeping the money correctly. So that's good.